Well, good Saturday morning on January the 16th, 2021. How is everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope you all are doing well today on a Saturday. Hope you're getting coffeed up this morning. You're probably like, oh, I don't know if I want to get out of bed or not because I worked yesterday. Well, welcome to our podcast show today. We got a great show, as always, lined up that I'll be playing for you here in just a little bit, especially some great Christian music, as always. Hang on one second. There we go. Okay, well, I want to remind you, as always, you can email me. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like me on our Facebook page. I'm getting a lot of new likers, and I want to welcome everybody to our iHeart family. Feel free to follow me. Check that like button for free. Also, let me remind you, a lot of people say, "See, are you only on iHeartRadio? I have a hard time getting a hold of iHeartRadio." No, I am not just on iHeartRadio. You ready for this? I'm on, you can Google search me. I'm on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcast. And the way you can do that is click on your little icon and search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast and subscribe for free. Okay, also I'm on CastBox, or if you just simply want to follow me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, just click on every single link. You just click on it and press that play button on Outcast, and you'll catch us on there as well. Okay, I have been so busy this week. Busy, 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 just like you guys have. I haven't been able to do very many podcasts, and so that's what's kind of delayed me there a little bit. Plus, I've been having some internet trouble here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We've had some windy days the last couple of days. I think our wind gust was probably about 40 to 45 knots, as they say, or breezeways, you know, blowing. So it was pretty rough, and it affects our internet service and our servers to the iHeartRadio here at the iHeartRadio studio. So we were just kind of down for a little while, then I had to kind of reconfigure it, try to get it working with some technical glitches, me and my team. So we're up and rolling, and we're ready to roll today. So I'm ready to talk about what's going to happen. On a Saturday morning, I'm like y'all, I'm coffeeed up. He's actually here at Faith Studio 1 at the iHeartRadio studio. That would be Bus Captain Bill. Hey, Bus Captain, we're going to introduce you here in a little while. Okay, well, I got a great Bible devotion coming up. I'm going to read to you here in a little bit. It says it's about forgiveness and fellowship. Last time you fellowshiped with somebody. Also, great Christian music coming up, Bus Captain Bill. And I'm going to go through my archives. I mentioned this on my monologue. That's another great thing, too. Sometimes I do live coffee talk on my Facebook page. So if you like me on Facebook, which I encourage you to, and follow me, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free, because sometimes I do a lot of different live things on there. That's a little different compared to what it is actually in the studio, all mic'd up and headphones on and stuff. Okay. Going back to our archives, I'm going to be Bible teaching on, does God really close doors and open windows for us? Yes, he does, and I'll be able to explain that for you, and it's all going to make sense. So if there isn't any door that he winds up closing all your troubles, all your problems, he's going to open a window. That makes perfect sense because the new breeze comes in, the new breath of life. So we're going to be kind of studying that a little bit. I think you're going to be enjoying that, so. Get those waffles, those bacon waffles, or sounds pretty good to have some eggs. You like them scrambled or over easy? I like them both ways. Believe it or not, my grandfather used to put ketchup and mustard and mix it up. Ooh, don't let me get you gross, though. Never did that. I tried it when I was young. I didn't like it. All right, jumping jack ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2. You can almost do it on one. Can you do it? Give me a 1-1. Let's roll. Okay, and our Bible devotion today is about forgiveness and fellowship. Scripture reminds us in the book of Jeremiah, says, I will forgive their integrity and their sin I will remember no more. There is no possibility of true happiness until we find establish friendship and fellowship with God. And there is no possibility of establishing this fellowship apart from the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. God says, I will forgive you, but I will forgive only at the foot of the cross. He says, I will fellowship with you, but I will fellowship with you at the cross. Why is this? Because only God's death on the cross can be forgiven and reconciled to God. This is why we must come to the cross, repenting of our sins and trusting Christ alone to save us. You see, human pride gets in the way. We don't want to admit that we are sinners and we are too weak to save ourselves. Only when we leave our pride at the cross can our hearts be open to God's redeeming grace. When we come to Christ, God imparts His righteousness to us. It is as if a counting entry has been made in the books of heaven, declaring all righteousness for Christ's sake. The divine bookkeeper cancels all of our debt. So, CA, what do you mean by that also? Well, in addition to that, I mean also summing up our problems, our mistakes that we've made in life, is that God is going to take away all that debt from us, all that bad stuff we ever do. He's going to write it off when you accept Him as personal Savior, and I hope you do. All right, stand by. Bus Captain Bill's Coffee. Well, goodness gracious, it has been a very, very long time. Let's give a cheer, long cheer, and a hand clap. And you know what? I know he deserves this, some morning crow on a Saturday morning. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to give him a drum roll. Are you ready? Your friend, my friend, who drives the bus, the one, the only, the original, Bus Captain Bill. Hi, Bus Captain Bill, how you doing?
CA, I am doing just fine, and hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be back on the air here at Faith Studio One, here with the Morning Blue Christian Podcast Show. CA, I tell you what, so much stuff has been going on, it has just been crazy.
That's right, Bus Captain Bill. It has been extremely crazy. And you know, I haven't seen you in a while. I know you've been busy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have been very busy. And I'm going to tell you, it isn't that I didn't want to drop by. It's just so much is going on. Someone that, about 7 or 8 people that I know have caught this COVID-19. See, luckily nobody in my family has caught this, and I am very, very blessed. Amen. Amen. So far, knock on wood, we've had a couple of them get tested during Christmas, a couple of the niece and nephew, and praise the Lord, PTL report as of right now, nobody has caught COVID. Now, I will tell you this, Bus Captain Bill, I signed Mom and Dad up for the vaccine, and I signed myself up for the vaccine. Very smart move, CA, by the way. Thank you. The problem is we're just on a wait list, and we're waiting on them to contact us. And of course, we're up here in Fort Worth, of course, as you well know. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just waiting on the health department. They've sent me already the text, a confirmation, and an email confirmation. So we're just putting everything in God's hands, and the whole situation is going to be okay. That's right. Now, it was the most unusual as Christmas, wasn't it, this year?
Yes, it was.
And New Year's, yes, it was.
I believe now, Bus Captain Bill, this is just my belief, that we're going to be wearing these masks, I believe, in 2021. I wouldn't even be wondering if it's going to some of 2022. It's just part of the new norm, and it's hard to believe it'd be almost a year that we'd be wearing these masks. And one person I talked to in particular told me they've wore their masks so much they put an indention on their nose. I think we all have, because we just don't want to catch this. Now, there's some people that do want to wear a mask and some that don't. And I don't know about you, Buzz Captain Bill. I'm a big advocate on the mask.
CA, I am a very, very big advocate on the mask. I just do not like it with people to... It isn't that I hate the individuals, but I don't understand why don't they wear the mask. Because it's so important, because you're protecting yourself and others from the spread.
That's right, exactly. This stuff is just going all over. You know, I don't know. We're just going to keep praying and keep putting it in God's hands, because this is God's world. Now, people that I do know have told me they lost their sense of smell, taste. Some have some long-term effects. Some don't. And, you know, I haven't caught up with you in a while. I lost a friend of mine from COVID. Oh, CA, I am so sorry, my friend. Well, I appreciate that. Well, before I get started on our show some more, can you briefly tell me just a little bit, and we won't keep you too long, what you've been up to?
Well, CA, I have been in bus meetings. It doesn't look like we're going to be doing buses very, very much longer for a little while, because the spread has got really bad, and at the church, we've had a lot of people get infected. And the church pastor is thinking about maybe going back to online services, which he already has.
Yes, it seems to be the happening thing. Sadly, I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of pastors and their church boards or whatever they may have, their elders, they're looking it over. And they're trying to make a decision what they're going to do. So, yes, indeed, I understand. They're just going to have to pray about it and put it in God's hands. That's the best way to look at it.
Exactly, CA. You're right. 110%. Well, my friend, and by the way, I want to wish everybody on the Morning Blue Christian Podcast Show, wish you a very, very belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, once we get rolling, we're going to have you more on the air. Thank you, my friend. We're going to pray a Mercy Me here with me. And again, you have a great day. Take it away, guys. Happy Saturday morning. man, you know what? We haven't played that song in a while. Love the Lord, Lincoln Brewster. We all love Lincoln Brewster's music. He has some great music. Well, today, on a Saturday, as you're getting coffeed up or tea or whatever it may be, or iced coffee, which I love that too as well. Something I kind of got used to a few months ago, believe it or not. I guess it's kind of like getting used to potato salad or something. Let me ask you this. I want you to think about this. Does God really close doors and open windows for us? Well, you know, let me give you some examples that might help you a little bit. You know, maybe it's a loss of a job or even a tragic turn of events, which we've all been through, and we've even been through loss of jobs, especially during our COVID times. Perhaps a long-awaited opportunity passes you by. Whether the reason or our lives often bump up against unexpected hurdles that leaves us feeling saddened or frustrated. We are not immune from these occurrences. In these times, you may have heard even voiced yourself the well-known edge of when God closes a door, he opens a window. You know, that might be something you may want to think about. You know, the phrase, friends, to be faithful enough, giving a voice to God's sovereignty over things, while suggesting that God had a hand in the hardship we are experiencing. You see, God does so only to provide something better, although better is left mysterious and undefined. As we all clinches these Christians' lives, you know, he said our Christian road wasn't going to be easy. There are two important questions that we must ask ourselves. One is the phrase biblical, and is the phrase helpful? In a case of this clinch, the answer to both of the questions is a resounding no. Now, tracing the history of the clinches can be fun but difficult. Versions of the phrase exist in different places in time. The clinch is the most popular attributed to this musical. As you remember, if you ever got a chance to watch it, and if you are watching, it's called The Sound of Music. You know, where the phrase is spoken by Maria when she hears the captain's broken engagement. Reverend Mother says, when the Lord closes one door, somewhere he opens a window. She said it again. And it sounded like it would be highly spiritual and faithfully in realization. Of course, yet the phrase does not originate from the musical, yet is where the tracing of the history is hard. Both Alexander Bell and Helen Keller had both cited as saying something kind of similar to the phrase. The difficulty in tracing the history of the clinch, however, does highlight one fundamental truth. The phrase does not occur in Scripture. In fact, we think about this phrase and there is hardly anything biblical about it. Now, there are three faults we must recognize in the clinch. Fault number one is a faulty deception of life, okay? The primary problem with this clinch is that leads to into a faulty vision of Christian life. And because the phrase is employed at the point of difficulty, it naturally assumes the way of God is the way that avoids our struggle or hardships. Now, the window of God's will is always that which leads us away from which is uncomfortable. And we've all been there. The good and the pleasant things of life are never described to us as God closing a door. Why? Because we like these things and we assume that God does so as well. The clinch presumes that God's will for our lives is always that which is easy and trouble-free. You know, yet we do not see this, friends, in Scripture. In fact, have you ever noticed the path of righteousness for God's namesake runs down through the valley of the darkest shadows? You know, I encourage you, go to the book of Psalms, chapter 23, and read verses 3 and 4. While we might start in green pathways and still waters as we progress in the Christian life, we come up to the darkest valleys and the presence of our enemies. Isn't that true? Amen. Someone give me an amen. I can't hear it or see it, but amen. More importantly, we look at the life of Jesus. Now, we see that the way of Christ is the way of the cross. You see, God calls to follow him is a call to follow him in the path of crucifixion. And yes, while this does end in resurrection, we can never assume the path of least resistance as the way that God calls us out to go. Now, the clinch also assumes that the window is an open... The clinch assumes that any open window is beneficial for one's life. It demands no further discernment. Okay? It is simply assumed that the earliest opportunity out of life struggles is one's issued by the Lord. Yet Jesus speaks definitely against this very notion. In fact, Jesus says, "Enter through this narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many will enter through it. But the gate is small, and narrow the road that leads to life." And there is only a few that finds that. See, where do you find that? Go back to Scripture, make note, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, read verses 13 and 14. You see, the widest path ahead is not always the one that we must take. Jesus himself lived this out when he rejected this temptation in the desert, remember? Satan was trying to tempt him. Go to the book of Matthew, go to chapter 4, verses and read verses 8 and 9. Of course, we should not assume that God's delight in the hardship of God's people. Of course not. Still, God's will for our lives is always, friends, beyond the mere satisfaction of earthly enjoyments. The true satisfaction of life, the true life we are called to, is found upon the narrow way of Christian discipleship. The truth that the Scripture proclaims, the reality that we all know intuitively, is that the decision to follow Christ does not always make our lives easier. Second point I want to make on fault number two is a faulty view of self. Now, not only does the clinch pose a problem of our vision of Christian life, it also leads us into a problematic view of ourselves. In fact, while appealing to God's action, the clinch assumes that we can never know the will of God in our lives. The clinch presupposes that we do not live in an interactive relationship with God. The problem does not lie, friends, in the fact that God closes a door. If you go back, the disciple of the prayerful discernment is based on the truth that God does, in fact, lead his people. In fact, the leading may involve a limited path ahead. You know, we see that again in the book of Acts, if you read all of Acts on chapter 16. Now, unfortunately, the notion that God opens a window and is completely vague and undefined, one is left to question the what and the where of the open window with no indication that God will aid the persons in discernment. While attempting to offer comfort, it offers confusion. You know, check this out in your mind here. See the implication implemented of the clinch that is up to the individual to find, that's right, remember, find the open window. One does not receive the further direction from the Lord. In fact, friends, we live our lives blindly moving through random occurrences, just hoping that somewhere we may stumble upon the will of God. Yet, what happens? Well, if we don't find that open window, as some of us don't sometimes, if it is true that God opens a window and we do not go through it, then it makes the reality of our suffering completely dependent upon ourselves. In fact, the prolonging of times of hardship is placed squarely upon our shoulders. You see, our sufferings are our own fault. Thus, not only to experience a time of hardship, we bear the weight of rejecting God's will. Instead of comfort, the phrase offers the most horrific of condemnations. Thirdly, on fault number three, I want to tell you a faulty view of God. Ultimately, the main fault behind the clinch is the fundamental denial of God's sovereignty. While the phrase sounds like it gives full authority, friends, to the Lord, it rips these things from God's hands and places him firmly within our own judgment. You see, the clinch makes both the closed door and the open window dependent upon our own assessment. If we do not like the road ahead or find our path too laborsome, we conclude that God must clearly be closing the door or the path ahead. Conversely, when an opportunity falls in our lap, we need to present it to the matter to the Lord in humble prayer. Instead, what do? We simply refer to the opportunity as God's open window, and we charge ahead. Thus, our faith life does not live in the path of the will of the Lord. We are carved out of the path. There is little to no faithfulness there. The language of God or God's will simply becomes the rhetoric we use to justify our self-mastery. So Scripture is filled with examples of people living this way. In fact, friends, each case is seen as a discernment to the true faithfulness and obedience. Remember King David, for example. He sought to build a temple for the Lord, feeling it was a fitting accomplishment for his reign. In fact, if you go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter or verse 7, you can find it there. Neither he nor the prophet Nathanael inquires of the Lord's will, believing Nathanael's inquiries of Lord's will, believing the existence of the self-opportunity itself, was a testament to the Lord's approval of the matter. Now, as we remember through this, unfortunately, the act of building the temple was not part of God's will for David. In fact, David is rebuked and proudly assuming himself to be the one who decides the parameters of God's will. So too are we rebuked if we do the same. So, C.A., what are you saying? What does the Bible say? Well, given these three faults, we summon it up here. Given these three faults, it is easily to see how the phrase, when God closes a door, he opens a window, does not conclude with biblical truth, as present sounding as the phrase may sound. It offers little hope and no biblical truth to find themselves facing difficulty. Thus, then, begs the question, what does the Bible actually say? Well, the truth that Christians grasp, particularly in times of difficulty or hardships, which a lot of people I know are going through hardships, we're all going through change, it is the intimate presence of God. We are never abounded in our lives. Jesus' parting words in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, testifying to the promise, Jesus proclaims to the disciples, remember this, everywhere I am with you to the very end of the age. Find that and make note and highlight it. Book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20. It is a recapitulative of God's heartfelt promise in the book of Deuteronomy as well to never leave or forsake his people. Highlight this one, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31 and verse 6. You see, friends, this is the truth proclaimed in all scripture. It is revealed as the Creator walks toward the wayward couple in the cool garden. It is Sharink of God's traveling with Israel that struggles in the book of Exodus. It is the truth that God will never away from the sufferings of Job. So remember that as well. Even though this is how it felt. But more than anything, it is more truthfully revealed in Jesus. We uncover the truth when Jesus comes up wrapped in virility and hangs onto the cross, taking all of our pain, all of our frustrations upon himself. Repeatedly, the Bible holds the truth in the places of the world's darkness, where we may be tempted to believe that God has shut the door and our blessing to our happiness. God is closer and more active than we realize. You see, God does not sit on a distant cloud away from our messiness of our life, hoping that we will grasp, messiness in our life, hoping that we will grasp whatever lifeline he happens to throw our way. No, God, who is rich in love and mercy, dwells with us. He walks with us. He cries with us. Christians look not to open windows. We look to the incarnated Lord. So the next time, I want you to think about this in closing. The next time you know you find yourself facing the blunt of unpredictable life, do not attempt to comfort them by some lame appeal to the mystical way out of circumstances. Rather, point to the biblical truth of the loving God that surrounds them no matter what life throws ahead of you. And remember them that do not fear the terrorist of the night or the arrows that fly by the day, because God alone is our rest and our fortress. I encourage you to read the whole book of Psalms, chapter 91. This is and always will be our ultimate comfort and hope in life. That is my biblical notes on, does God really close doors and open windows for us? There's different ways you can look at it, different avenues you can look at it, friends. There really is. There's a song I want to play in closing before we pray. And God just inspired me. He said, I want you to play this song. I think of, and I'm just going to, I don't even know how to even word this morning on my radio show. This world is just going upside down. We need God in our lives, in our hearts. We need Him 24/7. Not bringing politics up. We got a change of power coming up, and we don't know what to expect the next few days. I want you to meditate with whatever you're going through and whatever America's going through, and I want you just to say a simple prayer to you and God as this music plays. Meditate in prayer. One of my favorites, Lord, I Need You, Matt Meyer. My one defense, God, how I need you. Well, we're going to lead off in prayer, everybody. Hope everybody has a good Saturday, a great Saturday. You are loved. Remember, Jesus loves you. Okay? Just remember that. And you should always love Him because He has done so much for us in our life. All right. Well, you know what? Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for a Saturday. Father God, I just pray that You'd be with us and let us have a great day. And keep us safe. Protect those that are going through troubled times right now. And the ones that have COVID, may they get uplifted and get better. And the ones that have lost loved ones, continue to wrap Your arms around them. And be with America through these troubled times. For we ask in Your precious name. Amen. Okay. That is going to wrap it up. Hope you guys got something out of it. IMCA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I want you to remember a few little things, just a couple of them. One, I want you to enjoy life. Remember that the sun does rise. That's right, rises on the other side. Enjoy life. Also, think of one good thing today. And in addition to that, even if you're masked up, be kind to somebody. Make their day. I encourage you. One more time, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And in addition to that, you can always like me on Facebook. I encourage you, the more the merrier. Share my podcast anytime. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I love each and every one of you. Have a great Saturday. Bye for now.